Hey everyone, welcome to the Work Time Fun Podcast. I'm your coworker L, and let's get started. On today's podcast, I am joined by my guest co-hosts again. If you gentlemen, if you could please introduce yourselves.
Hey, we're back. It's Marky.
And Raymond.
All right, fellas. Marvelous Marky and Retro Raymond. Mm-hmm. How are you guys this evening?
We're good. We're good. We're hanging in there. Record very late.
I know. I wonder why. No. Oh. Just kidding. I know how it kind of how we fit our schedules, kind of.
Yeah.
Also, I've been remote for a while. It's been a while since I've been in.
Oh, that's true, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's the first time that we're actually all together in person, so that's a good thing, at least.
No technical difficulties. We were just late today.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, no one will know.
Yeah. Almost any time.
Yeah. Only we know what time it is, but anyways. It's been late. Yeah. On today's podcast, we are going to be discussing, I guess, the latest episodes of Solo Leveling. Right, fellas? There was a weekly recap. Well, not a weekly recap. There was a recap episode that is very controversial because there's, what, only 8 episodes of Solo Leveling? And they already, or even before then, it was only 7 episodes, right? Mm. And then there was a 7.5 that was a recap. I guess we could go over that a little bit if we watched it. And definitely the latest episode, episode 8 of Solo Leveling. So, but before we get into that, just recapping this past week or anything, is there anything you guys want to talk about, not watched or seen or done for this past week?
Well, I did an episode of Avatar and kind of cut it from there.
Oh, wow.
But I did the recap episode of, Solo Leveling and then episode 8, but that you said other than that, really, that was all the TV I watched.
Okay. And you only was one episode of Avatar just because you couldn't get into it, or that's all you had time for?
Yeah, no, I didn't really get into it as much as I thought I would.
But. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I got a little further. I got 2 episodes into Avatar. I also didn't really like it.
Okay.
I got a little bit into the 3rd episode, but we can save that for a future podcast if you're still interested.
If we dive into the Avatar. If they ever get into a season 2, maybe. I did watch the whole thing. I thought it was good. It's okay. I mean, it's not the same as the level as One Piece, I'd say, as far as meeting or exceeding expectations. It's more of kind of met expectation. It wasn't horrible. You can definitely tell the kids acting were like new kids acting in a show, and it kind of tells. There's even one part where the actor for Aang, he had these lines, and even my son, who's around the same age as that actor, or that whatever the actor portrayal of Aang, and it's like, he just looked at it weird. It's like, I asked him, would you say those kind of lines ever? He's like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, the writing was weird?
Yeah, it doesn't match the age or character. It just totally doesn't fit. So, when they're saying those lines, it just felt out of place, at least for me.
I think even the adults' acting was pretty subpar, too. It feels kind of campy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did like Daniel Dae Kim. He was always badass in the scenes, so, at least for me. Fire Lord Ozai.
Oh, it's him, huh?
Yeah, Zuko's dead.
Oh, okay.
I didn't notice.
Daniel Dae Kim from Lost, and I don't know what else. I think Kauai 5-0 or something like that.
Yeah,
but anyways, this is not so much. So, anything else? Oh, did you watch another Disney movie or something?
I did. That's a while ago. I saw The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh man,
that's a classic. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
I want to say it's kind of underappreciated. I think it's the funniest animated Disney movie ever made. What do you think?
I don't remember.
Can you contend with that?
Can't say because
I thought the movie was hilarious when I saw. I've seen it many times in the past, but it's been 10 years since I've last seen it.
Emperor's New Groove. Does it have to deal with?
So David Spade playing a llama has John Goodman. Eartha Kitt is the bad guy. She's this old shrivelly woman. Do you guys watch the movie? Or?
No.
Have you guys never seen it?
Nope.
I probably have, but it was such a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never seen it. So, yeah, I have no expectation on this movie. Or what's it about then? I mean, besides the Emperor getting his new groove.
Well, he gets transformed into a llama. There's some older woman who wants to take over, like take control of his kingdom or his whatever, kingdom? Whatever he's in charge of. And she concocts this potion and turns him into a llama. Mm. And I think she sent some people out to, I already kind of forgot now. I think she sent some people out to like kill him, but instead of killing him, he just kind of gets lost.
But why does, okay, so this villain, this lady, yeah, whoever, wants to get rid of him, but why?
She wants the power that he has. I think she feels that she's next in line take over.
Are they like brother and sister, kin in some sort?
No, I think she's just like a worker for him. I kind of forgot.
How would she be next in line then if you have an emperor?
I'm drawing a blank, actually. I'm not prepared, but...
You were just laughing throughout
the movie. I'm just laughing so hard. The humor is just... It's like a mix of like slapstick, kind of like Looney Tunes, like, what do you call that? Physical comedy. Mm-hmm. Some dated gay panic humor that doesn't hold up today, but yeah, this is from like the year, 2000? You're from the year 2000. Yeah, I remember my daughter was watching along, and there are scenes where like they'll fall off a cliff or they'll fall like a giant pit and they'll hit the ground. And she got kind of scared because she's not used to seeing that kind of humor, like a Looney Tunes kind of coyote, like running into a wall, like the high impact.
But it's not like they're actually like dying or anything. Or
no, nothing. No, they're not. They're just...
But just...
It's like that kind of... like it's like physical comedy, right? In like old cartoons.
Like that Acme anvil dropping on...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then coyote like a piano falling in your head and you come out and you get the piano keys in your teeth.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. You don't see modern cartoons do that kind of humor anymore. I guess it's kind of dated. Mm-hmm. Or am I wrong? Like modern Nickelodeon or Disney cartoons? I don't see any that does that kind of humor anymore.
Oh, like question. No.
Oh, SpongeBob. Like I would imagine SpongeBob's the closest. Kind of old now, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Say anything new.
Do you still watch cartoons with your kid? Or
He's not a regular cartoon watcher. Okay. If anything, he'll watch anime, actually. He was just getting into One Punch Man, actually. So.
Oh, your kid's kind of older.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in the preteen stage, kind of.
Yeah. That's all I've watched, by the way. So, I'm sorry, I couldn't think of... I forgot the name of the characters already. John Goodman plays some regular village guy, and he helps... David Spade's character. I forgot his name already.
It's just that hilarious, man. I guess, right?
I mean, I watched this like 2 weeks ago and I moved on after that, so.
Okay, so it's been a while. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Did your kid like it, though?
Fun. Yeah, I gave this 5 stars on my Letterboxd. Oh, wow. If it's the funniest of anything, it should probably get the full 5 stars.
High remarks. Exceeded expectations?
Yeah, because... Yeah. You know, you watch the same movie twice, it shouldn't be funny the second time. Or as funny. But I thought it's pretty funny.
Keep watching. Awesome.
The most recent watch, so. That's all I got.
Cool. For me, I guess, like I mentioned, I did watch the Avatar series, the Netflix one, complete that. I already mentioned that, so that's fine. Other things, since we've been watching a lot of anime, I've been curious about other popular anime that's out there. So I actually finished through Chainsaw Man, which was pretty gnarly. Definitely not kid friendly, I'll say that. Pretty provocative, lewd, and only adults or older teens should minimum should be watching that. If you like raunchiness and like just I guess teenage horny humor, then maybe it'll work for your viewer.
Is that the genre it was? I was thinking like horror or something.
It kind of is, but the core basis of it is kind of like, it's a teenager and he's just coming up with all his hormones, sort of.
Oh.
Yeah, if I had to that's not it. I mean, there's more to it, but in a very basic sense. Plus the whole thing with all the, him becoming a chainsaw man. It's pretty cool. Okay. Mark and I were talking about it. He actually likes the little dog that's in there.
That's a cute dog.
Yeah. It'd be a cool plushie, right? Yeah, that's what I'll say about that one. And then currently I'm trying to catch up on Spy Family. So that I can kind of recommend. It's a little bit more family friendly. About anime about basically a not a exact family. it's because of the main character is this spy that has to create a family in order to do his mission. So he basically adopts a kid and finds a girl and then makes up his family. But lo and behold, each one of them is like has a secret like identity, or not a secret identity, but has something else that's secret to one another. So like the dad's a spy, the mother's an assassin, and the little girl he adopts actually is a telepath. So Yeah, like, it gets pretty funny. And it's like a little girl. She's like, I don't know, she's supposed to be around 4 years old in the anime. But yeah, so it gets pretty fun. Yeah. It's kind of slapstick humor with some seriousness because they all have different personalities. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the girl is pretty fun. That might be a good one for you, Raymond. I mean.
Oh, is it kid friendly or is it?
Yeah, I say it's kid friendly. Yep. Even it's pretty popular. I mean, they have movies out for it too. So.
Okay.
I don't know if movies or movie. I'm aware there's at least one movie that's out for it, or coming out for it, something like that.
So are you trying to explore anime and see what's out there? Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, because we've kind of been diving in and delving into different kinds of anime, I'm just like, okay, trying to catch up, so to speak.
It's been a while since you've watched this much
anime. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Because there's so many out there. You know, in the past, I've caught up with the main popular ones. Like, okay, Attack on Titan or Jujutsu Kaisen I recently rewatched, or Demon Slayer. That's, you know, all the main popular ones right now. Or even Bleach that's been out a long time ago and resurfacing with the latest season. So I'm just trying to, I guess, catch up in the current anime. So, yeah, forgive me if I get any wrong details there, but it's just me trying to get back into this kind of genre of entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, ready for the main topic?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I watched this past
episode 8, so 11.
Yeah, it's going to jump straight in. Actually, no, before we get into details, I just want, maybe I'll put like time stamps and stuff, but roughly, okay, general rating, I guess, of episode 7.5 without spoiling anything.
7.5?
Yeah.
The recap?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you watch it at all?
I watched it.
Okay, Raymond watched it. Marky?
I didn't watch it.
Marky skipped it?
I thought you did watch it.
A little bit.
Okay.
I played in the background, and I kind of rewatched it today myself. So.
No, honestly, I think I kind of needed the recap because this show started, what, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm. January, yeah.
It was in January?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a good time, I guess. I guess the online, the internet feels different.
There's quite the discourse on this. A lot of people are like, a recap episode after 7 episodes? Like,
maybe they should have put the recap and episode 8 together. Mm. Like, have 2 episodes come out.
Nah.
Would that have helped?
I don't think so. I think people are just going to like just hate it anyways. Marky sent that article. Actually, I saw an article similar to it. It became the most disliked episode on Crunchyroll ever
of all time
anime. So, you know, the discourse on it is quite up there.
It seems like anime fans are a little volatile.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so. They're like, oh, I love this anime. Oh, I hate that you said it.
Very extreme.
Yeah. That's funny. Excuse you.
Thank you.
Or bless you.
Nice. There's no mute button on these mics.
Yeah.
You can edit it? No.
I can edit it later. That's fine. Or leave it in.
We all reacted to it.
Yeah. Just being nice. Yeah? Okay. All right. So, kind of got a consensus there. Raymond kind of needed that 7.5 recap. Marky skipped it. I kind of...
I knew what the episode was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We expected a recap episode in it. It was a recap episode.
Yeah, it did what it did.
Yeah. But I mean, to be fair, I saw this. I watched it after I watched episode 8.
Gotcha.
So it's not like I wasted a week.
Okay. I caught it. Did I catch it before? I think I caught it before watching 8. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I do want to. Okay. So I'll get into spoilery. Although I don't think anyone cares about 7.5. My notes here. It's a literal overview of Jinwoo's journey so far. There were some added lines or dialogue from Jinwoo narrating the episode. 2 that I noted was, but even if I was the weakest of all mankind, I had a family to protect. And for the people I love, I'll make any sacrifice to get stronger. So I don't think those are any lines he said in the anime. Those are just something added in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it has any significance, but just something that I noted.
Well, now that he can level up, now he has that.
Yeah.
Would he have said the same thing if he didn't have the ability to get stronger?
I think it's significant because I know you mentioned like the lack of story or lack of like motivation for this character.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I was, my mind frame was set on. Okay, this explains it a little bit, you know, like at least sort of.
Well, for me, the motivation is the elixirs.
Currently,
for from episode 7.
Oh, we're getting to that point. Yeah. But I mean, for story overall or story from before then with this recap.
I'm not sold on it, but that's okay.
That's fine. That's fine. We all have our opinions here, so yeah. All good. All right. On to episode 8. This is frustrating. Not that I'm frustrated, but that's the title. Right. That's the title. That's the title of the episode. So, non-spoilery review, you guys? Non-spoilery for right now?
No.
Non-spoiler review. Like, what'd you think of it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Non-spoilery reaction.
Yes. Of episode 8.
Yeah, no, it was, I'd probably give it like a 7. It wasn't, I was actually expecting more action. Yeah, 7 out of 5, not just 7 out of 10. I was actually expecting a little more action, but I think a lot of people were, but I wasn't like, I didn't hate the episode, but I mean, it did progress the story. You get to know a little more about the other characters. So without actually going to detail or spoiling that.
Gotcha. Raymond?
Yeah, the episode, it seems like it's just a big setup for future episodes. Mm-hmm. I can see, I did follow the online discourse for this one. I know they're disappointed, but we've had setup episodes in the past. I guess following a recap episode, they probably should have done the recap after episode 8, right? Because there's that cliffhanger of them about to end, I'm not going to get there yet. Yeah, but sorry. Yeah. Probably should have been after episode 8.
I think the season's short. There's only like 12 episodes.
Yeah.
And this is for a lot of people.
12.5.
Filler episode. 12.5. Yeah.
So kind of like poor timing to have this kind of like story episode kind of right after a filler episode or recap episode.
Like we're expecting an action heavy anime episode.
I'm pretty sure.
Episode.
It's leading up to it. Yeah, for sure.
Put the recap after.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess let's jump in straight into spoiler talks for the actual episode.
Yep.
So, time step. No, all right. So, we start off with this episode. So, I'll just start it off just to jumpstart it. Jinwoo is visiting his mom. You know, he looks over his little screen that he has. It's the formula for the elixir of life. You know, the thing that he got from that Cerberus. Well, not really from Cerberus, but it's more of, the recipe for it, right?
Yeah.
And, things I just noted that acquisition difficulty, there's a question mark. And other notes are 3 items are needed to craft Elixir of Life. So far he has 0 out of 3. Next note is they can be found in the Demon's Castle. That's that one fiery tower, I'm assuming. I mean, we're all assuming that's the fiery tower. Mm-hmm. That was in behind Cerberus. And the other note from it, a mystical potion that cures all diseases using powerful magic. So, of course, Jin was thinking, you know, with it, maybe he could cure his mom's eternal sleep disease. So from there, he says, I need to level up more. I need to get stronger. So then that becomes his motivation, at least more clearly defined from that moment. And
From episode 7 on, yes, it makes more sense.
Gotcha.
From episode 1 on. I'm not sold. But Mark, you go first.
Oh, fuck shit. Sorry, y'all. Let's see here. So he takes off, he comes back, and so he's looking at the recipe. I know he decides to give in to the guild, I believe. Not the guild, but the team that he was being proposed to join.
Are you talking about when talking to Jinho?
Right.
The guy with the
expensive suit. Yeah, so he goes back to him and decides, because he's going to need money to, you know, to get stronger, get gear, buy part. I mean, what was it?
I don't think not necessarily money, but he needs the experience to level up.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact check. And then, so he does decide to join because he's noticing that a few points here and there are doing it. He needs to actually stat level, higher.
I think the precursor to that is, you know, I said that he needs to level up. He needs to get stronger. And that's so that he can actually take on the Demon Castle and not just straight out die. I think they're making that evident because he had a tough time fighting Cerberus, right?
Right.
Do you think he's going to be in that demon castle before the season ends?
No, I don't.
It's going to be like standing outside the demon castle before the season ends.
Oh, if he's going to clear it? Yeah, I personally, I don't know.
Clear it? I don't think he's even going to enter it yet.
Before the season ends?
There's four episodes left.
Yeah. Nope. Because this... All right, spoilery talk. So this episode, if we skip to the end, it's him just starting to get into another D rank dungeon.
That's probably episode 9. Mm-hmm. So we have 10, 11, 12.
So we got 8, 9 is going to be them entering that dungeon, and then whatever's going to happen. So obviously something's going to happen. I don't know if we want to jump straight to it. I guess we could. So there's prisoners.
Yeah.
Hunter substitutes, because I guess there aren't enough hunters to do the raid. And so the association, Hunters Association, has to, I guess, bring up prisoners who are hunters, but obviously are prisoners now, to help out with clearing out that dungeon, because there just isn't enough. Mm-hmm. The thing they don't mention is that girl that was mentioning about all the details, mm-hmm. there's an exodus of hunters,
yeah,
but there's no explanation behind it. At least we don't know that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Why is there an exodus of hunters?
Maybe the job's too dangerous and they got regular jobs.
I don't know. They listen to Raymond, damn it. They're all trying to work at KFC or construction.
One guy got rich off construction.
Yeah. Let's say it's always just the one guy at top. So
it's a pyramid scheme.
Yep. All of them are. So the Hunters Association. Well, no. Now we're going there. That girl.
Yeah. Exodus.
Yeah, Exodus, not explained. Yeah, it's prisoners. Okay, so something's off. Something's going to be off, especially. Yeah. You know, that's kind of like foreshadowing. At least to me it is.
Can we guess, or should we go through the plot? Do you want to go through the plot a little more?
Yeah, I feel like we should go, kind of recap the whole episode, at least. That's Jin-Ho agreeing, or no, not Jin-Ho, sorry. Jin-Woo, right? Jin-Woo. Agreeing with Jin-Ho that, okay, from the previous episode that, okay, I will do the 19 raids with you. But there's a caveat. Was it?
Just them two only, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then, but there's a minimum number of 8 mm-hmm. you need to enter a dungeon.
I think that was established.
Or portal.
Yeah, with the bad hunters.
Yeah, so they're going to recruit 6, and I guess they're not going to participate, is what we concluded with.
Yeah. I think we could, it's safe to say that Jin-Woo is not going to kill them. especially if they have to do 19 raids.
Yeah.
So my assumption, even though it's not clearly stated in the anime, is that they're just going to hire 6 other people, tell them, hey, you're going to be part of our party, but not actually join up with them. And then...
Will they get paid?
They would have to, I would assume. So they're going to have to pay them something just to participate. Like Jin-Woo, he was offered $2 million to just participate with that one previous hunter group.
Yeah.
The ones that were going to kill him. But that was a hefty amount. So I don't know if they could provide the same hefty amount to 6 people. But then again, Jin-Ho is a son of that, you know, rich
construction guy. Jin-Woo's not doing it really for the money. He's doing it to get strong.
That's true.
So he can steal the money back.
Or maybe just get money from whatever shows up in the dungeon, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He is partially money motivated because he has to pay still for his home, his mom's bills, hospital bills, and his sister's
education. Well, he has a rich best friend now, so I feel like that's going to be taken care of.
Oh, that's true. You do make a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that he has his, it's kind of like a business partner almost.
Yeah.
They're going to have or at least they have a transaction.
It's a mutual, they can mutually benefit from this.
Mutually beneficial, right. That's true. Okay, so we get on to that point, and it just keeps moving on. I think we get to see the perspectives, I guess, from the different survivors from the dungeon, the double dungeon.
Right.
Like you see Mr. Song, he's training. It looks like Kendo. I'm not sure exactly which martial art it is, but they're practicing with the wooden swords.
These are characters from like the double dungeon
who
ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Left Song to die, Jin-Woo.
Yeah. Well... Towards the end, he said, go ahead.
Yeah. He didn't give him permission.
Yeah.
So. But anyways, he's getting to these points. And just, we're getting to see a little background into all these characters. I think Joo-Hee was another one. That was the healer girl. And then Mr. Kim, the one that you sent a picture of with it, the guy with his daughter.
Can I make a quick prediction?
Sure.
He's going to die.
Mm. That's a fair prediction.
I'm about 90% confident. Are you guys on that same percentage of confidence?
You think there was some foreshadowing when he was talking to his family?
Yeah, where he was like, one more raid. I'll be back.
I'll be okay.
Yeah.
That is very possible.
Are you strong, Dad? I'm very strong.
So
they made that pretty evident in the episode.
So the wife did mention what I would mention. It's like, why not get another line
regular
of work?
Job?
You get another job because
damn it! Why did they keep listening to Raymond?
You almost died, and your friends, some of your friends died, right?
The wife is thinking logically.
Yes, and that's well. I'm not gonna go there yet, but. When this guy dies, how's that little girl going to feel? Oh, he went there to pay for your preschool. We're not using logic with some of these characters.
Tough luck.
I think he has the escape ability, the run ability, right? In every RPG.
What's that he has?
Oh, escape?
Yeah, he has that.
Maybe he has a transport stone. Like
chance escape.
Yeah.
Right? Would you keep trying?
That's true.
It fails. Magic spell fails. I mean... It could just be like a, what's it called? It's a fake out. I forget what you call it.
Oh, like he's not going to die.
Yeah. I mean, because, come on, you're going to have Jinwoo in there.
I'm only 90% confident. Yeah,
so. That's true.
He'll die.
I'll go the opposite. I think he'll survive. I don't know. Mostly in the fact that Jinwoo's going to be there, and it's a D rank. So, you know, he could solo that easily by now. So
yeah.
The only thing is if something would harm them. The other thing is I don't know what rank that Mr. Kim is. You know what rank he is? What level?
I don't remember. Yeah. That's probably from the first episode.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know Mr. Song is what, a B, no, C rank?
That's the guy with the arm?
The guy with what, the one arm?
He was pretty high.
Yeah. I know he was up there. And Suhi or Juhi.
She's B.
Yeah, she's a B rank, but she's so traumatized that she can't do anything.
What a wonderful mom. That's why she doesn't call her.
Oh, from the episode when she was talking with her mom.
You don't call me much, but you've always been a scaredy cat. Right? You're a B-rank hunter, but they're strong, and you're not. You just get in the way.
Damn.
That's why you don't call your. That's why she doesn't call her mom, because she says stuff like that.
Put on block.
You know she's an Asian mom, that's why.
Don't worry about that, worried about you.
She's
not B. good enough.
Why
she's,
not A?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to get to that point. You're only a B-rank. Why don't you have an A-rank? You're a disgrace to this family. Just come back home and run, be in the business, sweep the floors. I don't know. Something like that. It's like, no, mom, I can do it. Shut up. And hang up on the phone.
It's like, damn, initially your daughter like has been suffering from trauma for how many weeks now? It's like.
Mom's like, suck it up.
You're terrible at your job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I should come back.
Your dad's worried about you, not me.
But I mean, she's not listening to Raymond, so. She's still going on these dungeons. But I think I wanted to point it out. I think it's because she was trying to find Jinwoo. Because like ever since she tried visiting him in the hospital, she's never seen him since.
Yeah.
So she was just maybe just happenstance trying to run into him again. Because she knows at least he's trying to get better. So obviously he's going to have to come back to work unless he's out. But
go ahead.
But if Jinwoo was training, that means he wanted to become stronger. So eventually he would return to dungeon hunting.
I assume he wants to just max out his vitality points and then get a go at a...
What? Jinwoo? Yeah,
never mind. Where's he going?
Have a go at what?
Yeah, that's right.
His vitality. I think that's the... No, intelligence, right? The stat that he's ignoring the most is intelligence, I think. That's the one that he values the least. Because he thinks it's only for magic use or magic powers, and he thinks he has no magic powers.
He just wants brute power. Strength.
He just wants strength. And,
something wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's how
strength,
I
agility.
You need one in your party.
That's how I do it.
Every video game.
Yeah. What's that, intelligence?
No.
Strength.
Max out strength.
I know we value intelligence.
You,
come
you
on.
You need one bruiser in your party and one healer.
That's right.
Jinwoo's all of them. Yeah.
He doesn't heal, though. Oh, he self-heals.
Yeah, he self-heals.
Yeah, that's right.
Or he could buy potions.
That's right, from all that loot.
Yeah, the Cerberus.
But he never uses the high potions. He saves them for future.
Yeah.
And when he beats the game, it just sits there in his inventory.
Well, it's good. It saves him from really bad situations. Yeah. If he doesn't need it, he doesn't need it. What else we got? Okay, so we got Mr. Song, Juhi, Mr. Kim, who we think we might die next episode, potentially.
At least a season.
Or the season. And then there was a little snippet between the two guild masters, right?
Yes.
I forgot their names. The
Orange Hair.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, Bake. Bake you who something. I forgot the name. I don't want to butcher it. And then he was talking with President Choi, who's the other guild master. And
yeah.
I don't know what they were really talking about, but later on, I know Bake was drinking at a bar and he was reminiscing about Jeju Island, mm-hmm. like how they failed it. And apparently, I don't know if that means his teammates are still on the island or something. I mean, that's what I'm led to believe. Yeah. I couldn't really understand.
There's some kind context. Of trauma that he's experienced from that island. And he said something about, we want to destroy that island.
Or something. They want to go back and like finish it or something.
That sounds like a season two kind of thing.
And if no one knows, that's the beginning. That's basically the intro of the anime, Jeju Island. So I don't know if that's the instance where they failed. I'm assuming that's the one.
I see there's monsters running around like a Jurassic Park kind of thing.
Yeah, that's probably the situation
there. I'll go back to the island again.
It's just an island running rampant with all these ant creatures and stuff. Yeah. Okay, go on that. Oh, yeah, that's all my notes. And after that, then I think we get to Jinwoo. You know, he leaves home. He talks to his sister. Hey, I'm going to work. And then she's just like, hey, wondering how could he be okay? Because before, you know, he used to need to rest after every dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's just like, oh, back to work. And he's ready. And like, no sweat. I don't know if she's going to pick up. Do you think she's going to pick up on it that he's different? That he's like, hey, he's not this. Well, obviously she's already picking up that he's different. But like, how much so?
I feel like there's only scenes of his sister for the fan services of it.
Fan service? Pointy chin?
Just like the S-rank girl who's going for a jog.
Oh, Chai.
That's fan service.
There's some fan service there. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay. What kind of fan service? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
The body lines when she's sitting down on the bench, she can definitely like.
I think the when she's running, it's a butt shot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's a very male gaze-y.
Kind of lewd.
Yeah.
Okay. In that sense. Gotcha. I didn't think of that.
Oh.
I was kidding. Well, no, I'm not kidding. I did think. Well, okay. Well, you made a point. Okay. So when he leaves, he's walking towards the dungeon, I guess it has to do. And once he kind of gets somewhere, then he runs into Mr. Song. They're like, whoa. Yeah. They're like catching up. They haven't seen each other since basically the double dungeon or afterwards. And what notes I have here? First time they've seen each other in a long time. Find out they're both summoned to the D-rank gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk in, and lo and behold, it's the other survivors of the double dungeon. Joo-hee, Mr. Kim, and Mr. Kang. And you can see like, oh, okay, this is a reunion of the double dungeon survivors.
What are the odds?
Yeah. And then there's an abrupt arrival of guys in handcuffs and orange jumpsuits. We obviously look like criminal inmates, which we found out they are.
Yeah.
And they're going to be participating in the dungeon raid. This is kind of where we left off. We jumped from the beginning.
Now we're all caught up.
Yeah.
There's 9 of them, right?
There's 8. Because there's 3 prisoners.
But it's one guy watching over.
Mr. Stone. Yeah, but he's not really going to participate. He's just
there. Not going in?
He's going in. He's just overseeing the prisoners.
Oh, like a...
It's a handler or something?
It's like Suicide Squad where he has the button blow up their necks.
Slipknot?
Yes. 3 Slipknots and awesome. 1 Captain Flag.
That'd be funny if he is. Maybe that's what he's there for. Yeah.
He's a B-rank hunter, I believe.
Yeah, he's
right?
B.
What's that?
Do they state?
Yeah, they stated. So... notes here, the prisoners will be overseen by the Hunters Association Inspector, Kang Taishik, who is a B-rank hunter. And also from here, you find out that the prisoners are all C-ranks. So then, lastly, Mr. Song asked Jinwoo if he could lead the raid, bowing to him in respect for having saved their lives back then in the double dungeon. And that's kind of the rest of the
episode. Yeah, not a lot happening for such a... Yes, exposition heavy episode.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, like especially the between Jin-ho and his father when they're all talking about the guilds and we kind of skipped this, but
that's right. He kind of gave us an explanation of how the Hunters Guild
makes money, right?
How they impact like the economy.
Mm-hmm. Wants to tap into that too.
Yeah.
I think I have a note on
greed.
Oh yeah, rich. Yeah. My little note here. Jin-ho with his father, who's basically explaining the dungeons and resources from these raids, have changed the economical landscape. know, that it's lucrative to be a high-ranking guild, so why shouldn't they be part of it? The quote I put in here is, or what he said, "We've contributed so much to this country. It's our responsibility to handle this as well. And the establishment of this guild is crucial to accomplishing that." Pretty much, yeah, they're going to be creating their own guild.
Yeah. Is it relevant that there's five currently existing? Did we know that before? That's news, right? That's new information.
They might have mentioned it before.
There's five total?
Yeah. I know they've mentioned the different guilds. I think, yeah, like in earlier episodes, there's like some hunters that are talking. And yeah, they mentioned the three top guilds. Okay. But I don't remember how many in total exactly.
Yeah.
At least in that country.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, each country has different guilds. They have their own set of guilds, their own set of hunters also. Uh-huh. And in this one, they're just talking about Korea itself.
Is this Korea? Are we in Korea?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
It's Korea area based.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's not much to elaborate on because it's...
Yeah, it's more like a story. I mean, we kind of got with just the gist of it. It's not very action heavy. It was more like kind of backstory or just filling in everyone about where these characters have been or what's going on.
Yeah.
And what's leading up to the next episode, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of just, I guess a lot of things, it's kind of slowing down the anime.
Yeah.
Because everything's just been like, oh man, just straight into action, straight to defeating a monster, or straight to leveling up again.
Yeah.
And this one kind of took a step back. And I was like, oh, okay, let's just like reflect on all these characters and see what's going on. And then reminisce about that double dungeon that traumatized them so much.
Yeah.
So I guess the only other thing is like, okay, theorizing. So this is a part where I'm going to make it a little bit different. So actually, before we get there, we did talk about our spoiler-free review. Like, knowing everything now, does it change your review of what you thought of the episode? Marky says like a 7-ish. So yeah, kind of meets expectation, below expectations.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it kind of expands on... It expands this, like, I guess the universe, the story of all the characters surrounding the main character, Jinwoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was pretty, I didn't hate it, but it was interesting. It was okay. 7, I still say.
Yeah. Meets expectations.
To me, I mean, going further ahead, just knowing how Jinwoo is going to, level up, like, to god levels. Uh-huh. For me, it's like these characters are gonna be irrelevant. Like, who cares? Like, I don't care if you're trying to profit. I'm gonna be so powerful. It doesn't matter if you profit off of this. Man, I'm gonna destroy everything.
You want to get straight to the point?
No, I'm just saying because he's gonna be like a god. Like,
eventually,
who cares if you profit off of this? Yeah. I'm the most powerful being in the universe.
You kind
of
get that, yeah. Marky just wants Jinwoo to jump straight in there.
No, that's how I see it. And I know it's a power fantasy, so I'm not like, okay, mm-hmm, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep watching it. I like power fantasies.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, Raymond?
So I watched after I watched this episode, I did something different. I went on the subreddits of Solo Leveling and anime. And they're different. Solo Leveling, the discourse there is they compare it to the webtoon, the manhwa.
Oh yeah, a lot of people do.
In the anime, they're more heavily moderated. They said they don't want any story spoilers going past episode 8. So you can't say, oh well, in the manhwa, what's going to happen is this. Like, they delete those posts.
Oh, in that Reddit,
subreddit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you basically just have people talk about the differences between the manhwa and the anime. The discourse for this episode is, and people are just really negative on this episode. I think these kinds of episodes are kind of important because, I mean, again, I don't like the action scenes. Like, I don't think they're that fun to watch. Like, he fought a snake. Mm-hmm. He fought a three-headed dog. He fought a spider. But those scenes, they don't look very... Well, maybe they're not animated well or something, but they're not fun to... I guess... Maybe they don't have the budget to have a more elaborate, more well-choreographed action fight scenes.
It's funny that you bring that point. I think, at least from things that I've read online, is that the anime actually does more compared to the manhwa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although, I mean, I get your point. And then Marky, I think, is like the opposite. He, like, he enjoys the action.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, no, the thing about the action, that's my own personal opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Not the discourse. Yeah.
I think that's counter for what you were saying. But, as far as like the animation, like I think I've even pointed out before, I like the art in the actual manhwa or the webtoons. I think they look superb. Yeah. And then when I'm seeing the anime, it's like, oh man, it kind of like downgrades.
That's also in the discourse.
Oh, really? Subreddit. Yeah. Okay, cool. So
like,
I'm kind of like
scenes look better on the screen, on the page, I guess.
Yeah, on a webtoon or manhwa or whatever it is. Yeah, it looks more drawn out, better drawn.
But also, what Marky says, there's also a lot of people like, I just want to see the action scenes.
Yeah. There's like, people enough like of this, that. Yeah.
You know. I heard they're also emphasizing the side characters more here than they are in the manhwa.
Yeah, more in the anime, more so.
More in this, yeah, more in the anime. I'm pointing at the screen behind.
Yeah, we have the anime up on screen.
So. I think that should be more. I think that should be better if they do, because I think Jinwoo's kind of boring. This guy he's emotionless and he's pretty dull. He's like the Terminator. But without the sidekick.
It seems like he is losing more and more humanity as the episodes go. As he's leveling up. So
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
He had more like emotion, more fear, more the human aspect though in the early episodes. Whereas now he just doesn't care. Like he cares more about just powering up to the highest levels now. Now that he has the system, you know, or he's had it for a while now, so but he's just like It's almost like robotic how he approaches and kills these.
Almost, yeah. I mean, to put up more of your point, is like when that hunter group was going to turn on him and Jin-ho, he's all like, well, crap, I need to kill these guys. He doesn't really think too much of it. He just does it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas before it might have been fear because he was such a weak hunter. But like, he would have probably thought twice about, oh, man, is there any way that I could probably save them and not kill them? Versus this Jinwoo, he's all like, all right, fuck it. System told me to kill him. I'll kill him. And you know, that's how I'll level up. You know, he's like, there's no second thought to it. I just killed a human. Well, I got to do what I got to do.
Like, you know, in Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan before he was, when he was human. Now he's like a god. Right.
Yeah.
So he's just.
That's a good point. From Watchmen.
All right? Powerful, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I make a point there. So you think that's a thing? Like the more powerful he gets, the more he loses his humanity?
Well, he has to obey the system, too. You know, his heart will stop and all that stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's kind of part of it. So, he just has to just blindly follow the system and whatever it's telling him to, or, you know, encouraging him to do.
Right.
Like, he could choose not to do it, but then they'll end up with him dying.
Get him over.
Yeah, or something else, right? So, either he does it, or he does it, or he doesn't do it. And then there's a consequence to it. Question I pose is, do you think the more powerful he gets, the more he loses his humanity?
I kind of disagree. I don't think there's much humanity to begin with. He seemed just pretty boring from the outset.
Even from his beginning parts? Because he was all about trying to save from the double dungeon.
The very That's opening the very scene, beginning. He was, sorry, I'm so weak, guys. But, I mean, we didn't have much to build off, to work off of before he made this transition to being less humane or less sympathetic, less empathetic, or whatever he's turning into.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever really that interesting to begin with.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I think it's a product of his powers, because he has these powers now where he can just systematically, like, there's no resistance. I'm not talking about the bosses, but actual other fighters, other humans. He just approaches him like he just kills him. Like, nope, you don't deserve to live. Bye. You know, it's kind of like that.
I get it. That he's, you know, because he's staying so strong that he's kind of maybe like losing his way. But we're following this character for like 99% of the episode. He's already like lacking, you know, in any personality. He's just going to lack more and more as we move forward. I think it's important that, I don't think they're going to pull this off well, that there are other characters here, change something up, or it's getting formulaic when I'm watching here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And there's those who enjoy the formulaic and those who do not. I guess in your opinion, I mean, what would make it more enjoyable for you, or what would improve?
Well, they're pulling in other, I assume they're giving more time to side characters that they didn't do in the manhwa. Like, maybe there is a love interest here, and he just doesn't care because he's getting strong. And we could see something develop out of that. Or,
oh, you mean between him and Juhi?
Juhi, yeah. Yeah. And there's also the guys who are guilty because they ran away. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could do something with that. I don't think they are, but it's something,
yeah.
You know, like something to work with, you know, stories. Because, you know, otherwise he's, you know, I want to level up. I'm going to fight this monster in this dungeon. Okay, I've leveled up. I put the points here. Mm-hmm. You know, rinse, repeat, you know. You know, maybe something with his mom dying. Like maybe, oh, I don't want to save her anymore. Or something. Like, I don't care.
Potentially.
I never saw much love for his mom to begin with anyway. So.
She's been in a coma, man. Give him a break. It's been, what, a couple of years? Did they establish? It happened right after the portals appeared, right?
Yeah.
So she's at been, that point, that would have been about 10 years then. Is it 10 years?
I don't know. It's a long, so. Yeah. It's a long period of time.
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
It's a period of time.
Yep. Yeah. Quite a period of time. He's a little indifferent to it because she's just been a vegetable for so long.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can do now, just theorize. So you want a little bit more story to go with it. I'm thinking, I think Jinwoo himself, yeah, I kind of see. He's kind of like cookie cutter. He's just straight up leveling and that's what it's going to be. But I think because of that, there's going to be things that happen because, okay, his involvement is getting stronger. How it's going to affect everyone and everything else around him. I think that's where the story is going to build up. Because he's an anomaly. There's no one else in this universe that is like him. So what's going to be different for this world? Maybe when they find out that he could do that. Or do they ever find out? I think eventually the world's going to find out that he can do this.
Yeah, and if they all like try to like contain him or kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what's going to happen in the future? Like,
or make him turn evil.
Or maybe he does turn evil.
Yeah. But right now, like, this picture behind you. That's his face, like 99% of the time in this show.
Yeah, he's a little
bored.
Indifference.
Yeah.
It's indifference, I think.
I would say bored. Yeah. It's like, what am I doing here? Yeah. Everyone's below me.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks.
I mean, on this screen particularly.
That's how I play RPGs. Everyone's below me.
The screen behind us is Jinwoo when he gets to the gate with the other double dungeon survivors about to attack this D-rank.
And the face I'm describing is the face you see, the expression you see on his face 99% of the time. Just this bored, blank stare.
Because he knows it's beneath him.
Yeah.
He's at least a B-rank now.
I kind of wish he'd turn evil sooner. Like, I'm going to kill these guys. I'm going to kill this girl who has a crush on me because she won't shut up. I mean, like, just turn this really bad.
Just turn heartless.
And I think that'd be great. I think that'd be an awesome show, actually. Just watch this evil guy just rise to the top. And then, like, the world try to converge and stop him.
So. Do you guys want to see an Exodus? I'll show you an Exodus.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Then I'd be fully on board.
Yeah, that just sounds like Attack on Titan.
I'm going to take...
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Aaron
Yeager.
That is. I didn't watch it, but I did read.
That's basically the end, the final season, Aaron Yeager of Attack on Titan.
He unites everyone by having everyone turn on him.
Yeah, and he does it on purpose.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's a whole other story.
You spoiled it for the listeners now.
Yeah, that's okay. It's already been out. So it's been over. Spoilers, just kidding. for Attack on Titan. Anyways, so I mean, that's all we can do. We kind of recap the episode. Excited about the next one. I think there's definitely going to be more action in episode 9.
I hope so. Yeah. There's like, what, 4 more episodes now?
So... I don't know if this leads into anything, but just want to mention next episode 9 is titled You've Been Hiding Your Skills.
The girl's going to see that he's getting stronger because he's touching a blank space. It's like, what are you doing? Not touching menus? Don't worry about it.
It's virtual pachinko.
Then he kills her.
This is Google Lens. Someone's going to find out that he's got powers.
Well, I mean, his limbs came back too, so.
Yeah. Oh, they explained it. Oh, as a you know, super healer or whatever that.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, maybe he gets damaged and they see them healing on his own. And then someone's going to be.
Potentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of things we could see. Actually, another one last point I wanted to point out is the outro video. So it's kind of weird that they're inside of some building and all these doors and he's just watching a screen. It made me think, you know, is Jinwoo actually in an insane asylum? And this is all in his head? Is this a kind of like...
Oh, I would hate that kind of writing. It's like he woke up from a dream.
Yeah. That's just what I'm wondering. Like, in the end, is he going to find out that, oh, this is all just... Yeah.
He wakes up in dungeon number 2 and asks what to come on. It's like, oh, no.
And he chooses to end his life. After
he only had 0.2 seconds. You can't decide that quick.
Yeah. He's in a straight jacket.
Okay. So that's all just conjecture. That's all just theorizing. So yeah, I think that's it for me. I'm just ready to watch the next episode, see how it goes. I think it'll be pretty much action packed. And then maybe a little twist, especially with that title. You've been hiding your skills, so someone's going to find out about his abilities. Because he's no longer that E-rank guy.
Also, I said I hope the side characters do get
killed
more. Attention. I don't think they're going to pull it off. I think all these side characters are stupid. Just that they're...
You mean the other dungeon people or just everyone else side characters?
Dungeon people. Just the logic. It's like I got to go back. I got to pay for my kids' preschool.
I think those inmates, those prisoners, are cannon fodder. I think they're just there.
Oh, yeah. I definitely say so.
Yeah. I don't think they're making it out. Hmm.
But then they're C rank, so they're pretty high up there.
Right.
I don't know, compared to the other guys. So I know Mr. Song's up there. Juhi is, but she's traumatized. Jinwoo, of course, he's definitely up there. And then they got the overseer who's B rank, at least.
You think Juhi could work at a hospital and just heal people? She's going to get a lot of money. She'd do stuff that doctors couldn't do.
Oh, wait. Does their magic powers work out? It does work outside of the dungeons, right?
Should.
Can it work on other people?
Because he's going to build an elixir to save his mom, right? That's all.
That's true. But that's an object. That's not a magic power or ability. Like, can they use their abilities on outside people?
Didn't the portal open up in the middle of a city or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Or can they use their powers on people?
No, I saw him. He ran, and then he recovered, like, on the park bench.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, then that could be just the system also. That's totally different.
Oh, this is just him.
Yeah. Because no one else has that ability to just, like, heal.
Someone on YouTube will reference the manhwa and see how and show us how we got it wrong. So.
That's fine. Shout out. I can't wait for more stuff, more people to point things out. Oh, you're wrong.
By the way, the manhwa doesn't count if it's not in the anime.
Yeah.
We can't use the manhwa as reference.
Yeah. We could talk about it. But
like the anime subreddit.
Yep.
They have the same rules, guys.
I should probably point it out. Maybe I'll insert this in later. But we are definitely just anime watchers only, or anime viewers of Solo Leveling. So, I mean, we may reference the manhwa or anything else that we've seen, but... we're pretty much purely anime watchers. So
yeah, you can't plug plot holes with manhwa stuff, with manhwa dirt. Just anime only.
I guess it's like getting a test in school and then it was never covered in the chapters. And the questions were just random.
Yeah. You can't do that to us. Right, okay. Anyways, so I think that's it for us. You guys got anything last words?
I'm looking forward to episode 9, really. Yeah. I'm expecting a lot of action.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
That's where it is.
Is this an anime? I read on the subreddit. Maybe this could be wrong, but if this anime flops, is there a season 2 at risk or something? This is like a Netflix issue where your first season doesn't perform, your second season wasn't yet made.
I don't think so. This has a lot of... I mean, yeah, the discourse was only because of 7.5 and maybe this episode 8 because it was kind of different from the normal formula.
I think it's because so many people were following it is why it was the most disliked. But yeah, it could very well be the most liked next week, you know? Yeah,
for sure. Like, it'll just flip again. Right. Like, oh man, this episode was awesome. So
a four-headed dog.
Yeah.
Well, how's it gonna defeat that?
No.
Maybe a sword?
Oh, and
D-rank. They're going to D-rank dungeon. That's nothing. This could be nothing.
What was the snake?
Remember the snake? It was like...
Was it C?
He was... Like when he was first guessing, but he couldn't really tell. He was assuming it was like a high D-rank, maybe.
Yeah.
Because the golem was a D-rank, but he was thinking a lower D-rank.
The golem.
Yeah. Remember the golem that he one-shotted?
Oh, that was outside the...
Outside, yeah. From the dungeon break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been saying like size doesn't equal... rank, so they have a four-headed dog. That's D rank.
Maybe. It wouldn't be a Cerberus level, because Cerberus I think was S level.
Oh yeah, was it? I forget. Yeah. It was high rank.
Well, I mean, when he entered that place, I don't know if they called it demon. I don't know what the key said. I think it was for the demon castle entrance, but Cerberus was guarding it.
Yeah.
So I remember a screenshot of there is like he's entering an S level dungeon.
That's probably right.
So I don't know if that pertains to Cerberus being S level, but I mean, it seems about right because he nearly died, you know, a few times in the fight. And then even previously to that, he fought the spider, which was definitely a C rank spider.
Yeah.
Like, but he soloed it.
He easily took care of.
Yeah. I mean, he needed a heal, but he basically took care of it after that.
Right.
Which he also did with Cerberus after he healed.
That's right.
Although he didn't heal all the way. He partially healed. And it actually, he mostly needed to wait for that timer
right.
for the double buff for Cerberus to wear off.
Yeah.
And then he was able to damage Cerberus.
I wonder if his rich partner, when they do these dungeons, he'll just buy a bunch of potions. keep feeding him well.
Yeah. Hey, keep going. Right. Just you're doing great, Jinwoo.
Spam the
you're
attack. Doing great.
Smart.
Here's a power bar. Go on, keep going. All right, so that's it. We're anticipating next episode 9, and we'll go from there. So thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy our topic of the week or of the season so far. So,
very good.
Yeah. Until next time, have a fantastic day. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback for us, you know, we greatly appreciate that. If you can send us an email to worktimefundpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can send us a message at X, you know, formerly known as Twitter. And our handle is @WorkTimeFunPod. Thanks again.